KSL News Time, 4:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the weather is heating up and hikers are hitting the trails, which means search and rescue teams are getting ready for another busy season. I'm KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla.
Second, a man is dead after getting hit while on an e-scooter in Salt Lake City. Police are investigating if impairment was a factor. This is the second e-scooter death in the city within a month. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
That would be the 21st South Freeway, where we have a crash with injuries westbound near I-215's West Belt. They've been blocking a right lane of traffic. That's what's causing the stop-and-go delays all the way back to the I-15 junction. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The perfect outdoor weather continues with warmer temperatures this weekend. I'm Devin Mishuli.
It's 71 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios now. Our top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. More on Donald Trump's porn star hush money criminal trial. Opening statements in the first prosecution witness, former National Enquirer Chief David Pecker. ABC's John Santucci.
He's going to come back to the stand tomorrow. But nevertheless, it just shows the speed to which Judge Mershon is moving these proceedings with the fact that openings are done. We're already on the first witness for prosecutors.
ABC's Olivia Rubin.
Prosecutors in their opening statements brought up the infamous Access Hollywood tape. They read portions of the transcript to the jury. They said that Donald Trump was bragging about committing sexual assault. And Donald Trump just had to sit there and listen. And I will say, just watching that camera that's directly on his face, you could tell it was difficult. It was one of the few moments when prosecutors brought up this tape that you could see Donald Trump shaking his head. He pursed his lips.
President Biden at an Earth Day event in Triangle, Virginia, announcing $7 billion in grants as part of the EPA's Solar for All program, serving low-income and disadvantaged communities.
We'll cut more than 5 million metric tons of carbon pollution annually. And folks, Solar for All will give us more breathing room and cleaner breathing room.
Columbia University cancels in-person classes as new college demonstrations break out over Israel's war in Gaza. Dozens of arrests at a Yale University protest, trespassing charges. ABC's Kent Pierce on the scene.
One by one, Yale police led the protesters out in handcuffs. The activists, who spent the weekend living in tents on campus, police broke up that encampment early this morning. As word got out about the arrests, the protest grew and literally took to the streets.
A majority of Supreme Court justices today appeared sympathetic to Grants Pass, Oregon, making it a crime for anyone without a permanent home to sleep outside in an effort to crack down on homeless camps. Wall Street's major indexes closed higher. You're listening to ABC News.
And now the in-depth on KSL. KSL Sports, former BYU quarterback Zach Wilson is reportedly being traded to Colorado, traded by the New York Jets to Denver this morning. ESPN confirms this. Nothing official yet. Joining me live, KSL Sports producer Kyle Ireland. Kyle, thanks for joining us. My producer, my engineer, just said, you know, did Zach fail the Jets or did they fail him? It's an interesting question, right?
Yeah, Jeff, I think you can look at it both ways. I mean, he was the number two overall pick coming out of BYU after a really, you know, standout junior season with the Cougars back in 2020. And then, you know, all things happen where he goes number two in the draft in 2021. But it's a young team. The Jets have had a lot of dysfunction recently. And then, you know, you even look back to last season with Aaron Rodgers getting hurt. He wasn't supposed to be a starting quarterback last season. He was supposed to be able to sit back and learn. And then, you know, four plays into the season, he ends up having to be thrust back into the starting lineup. So I think you can look at it both ways. Things didn't go right from Zach's perspective, but also the Jets didn't really do a ton to help him as well.
Would Zach Wilson become the starter for the Denver Broncos? I don't know who's there anymore.
Yeah, so right now on their roster, they have Jared Stidham, and then they also have Ben DiNucci. So Zach actually has 34 career starts in his three seasons. Those two other quarterbacks combined only have 19 starts. Right now, I would say that Jared Stidham probably has a leg up on Zach Wilson, but the Broncos also have a top 15 draft pick this season. It wouldn't shock me to see them go out and draft another quarterback. They were able to get Zach Wilson for a sixth round pick. And so it wasn't like it was a costly move for Denver to make this move. Whereas you're getting a guy who still comes into the season, you know, he's got a lot of talent. And so I think that there's going to be a quarterback battle this fall, especially if Denver somehow doesn't take a quarterback in the first round this week.
Well, hopefully it's a really good supportive environment. There's a great quarterbacks coach there, because at this point you'd have to consider that Zach Wilson is a project, right?
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned coaching there. Sean Payton, who's really considered one of the best offensive minds in the NFL, is the coach there in Denver now. And they said goodbye to Russell Wilson earlier this offseason. And so it is kind of a wide open, you know, quarterback room there in Denver. So to be able to pair a really young and talented player still in Zach Wilson, who, you know, Zach is still really young. He's 24 years old. And so it's not like, you know, I'm going to write him off at this point. So I think that he just needs to clean up some things in his game. But he's definitely in a better situation now, I believe, than he was in New York.
KSL Sports producer Kyle Ireland, thanks a lot for joining us, letting know what's up with Zach Wilson moving to the Denver Broncos.